visiting with Emporia High boys basketball coach Lee Baldwin here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, you're 3-1, you know, winning the Paul Terry Classic. You know, the way you guys did that, especially when it was a three-way tie based off a point differential, and you learned things from last Tuesday's loss against Spring Hill and took it into effect for the next couple of games against Trinity and Hayden. And guys are confident with one more game to play here right before Christmas.
Yeah, it was a good way to end the week. Obviously, winning your home tournament special. Hopefully, we can finish out the season the right way with a good performance at Great Bend.
Yeah, and Great Bend is a tough task here tonight. We'll talk about Great Bend here in a moment. But you got to like what you're getting from your guys. You know, Rylan Krause leading you at 12 points a game. And then, you know, Harry Trelk's about 9 a game right now. But you got to like the balance across the board.
Yeah, if we can get to that magic number of 55, I like our chances against most teams. So, you know, there's certain times where we've got to be more methodic and manufacture offense to get the shot we want, and hopefully we can do that consistently against Great Bend.
I feel like Nolan Jacob has been doing some good things, maybe some bigger things than what I saw him do last year. He's able to block some shots, and he was able to block a couple in the last couple of games. But do you feel like he's grown a little bit and knowing he's going against the best defender on the opposing team?
Stats don't indicate his value to our team. He doesn't come off the floor. His responsibility is to guard their team's best player. His scoring numbers have gone up, which wasn't anything we needed, but he's able to finish around the basket better. But just his level of intensity and competitiveness on the floor is just invaluable. And he's one of the best man defenders I've ever coached. And we just cannot play well without him on the floor.
Another guy to bring up that's giving you good minutes here in the first four games, Maddox Shively. You know, started the second half against Hayden and sparked that 12-0 run you guys started in the fourth quarter on Saturday against Hayden.
Yeah, he's been a pleasant surprise, and I'm really happy for him. Man, he is tough and competitive. And, man, I tell you what, when he gets on the floor, good things just happen for us. You know, his plus-minus is off the charts, indicating that just by having his presence out there, we go to another level. And, you know, he's earned the right to play a lot of varsity minutes now, and I'm really happy for him.
Visiting with Emporia High boys basketball coach Lee Baldwin here on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, the challenge tonight is Great Bend. Great Bend, a state qualifier from last year in 5A, you know, gave May South fits in their quarterfinal, but May South ended up winning that game. But, you know, Coach Cree out there at Great Bend, he's got a lot back. It starts with Ian Premer. You know, he's got a lot of Division One football offers, and, you know, they're coming off a very solid football season, a lot of these guys are, and this is going to be a really good challenge because this is this is one the last couple of years that has been a one-possession game when the final buzzer has sounded.
Yeah, I mean, two games going right down to the wire. You know, a three from the corner last year, lost by one the year before. So, you know, I expect it to be very tight again this year. You know, they're a high-quality opponent, and hopefully we can give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter to give them another tough game.
I know you mentioned the magic number getting to that 53. That's got to be big if the ball is getting into the bucket, especially when you're shooting at a high percentage like you guys have been in several games this year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you shoot it well from the perimeter, that covers a lot of ills or sins. And, you know, I just don't want our guys to tell themselves we have to shoot the ball well to win. I think when you have that mindset, when it doesn't happen, we start panicking. You know, the hardest thing to do in this sport is to shoot it. It's a skill. So, you know, we've got to be able to do other things well each night to where if we don't shoot it well, we can still win games. And to me, that's the mark of a really good team.
And after tonight, you know, you'll learn some things, whether if it's a win or a loss, and then you'll take it into the holiday break and Then you'll come back in January and play Hayden again, and then you'll play Hayes. So two good games coming out of the break as well. So, and it all starts with this big one tonight.
Yeah, really big game. You know, we want to take some momentum coming into Christmas break and, you know, have a game on our resume that we can look to and say, these are the things we're good at, these are the things we need to improve at.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Great Ben. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Best of luck that first full week back with Hayden and Hayes coming up in January. Looking forward to those two. And talk to you again on January 14th.
Appreciate it, Dylan. Thank you.
That is Emporia High Boys Basketball Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, Next Tech Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE Live and Local.